Blog Talk Radio.
Sports. It's what inspires all school children to believe that they are the best in the world.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you want.
Through all the ups and all the downs.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
And now, what you've all been waiting for all week, it's Saturday Night Sports with me, your host, the captain, along with Brother X, Seth, and the one and only Coach Viper!
Holy shit, it's Viper!
Now sit back and enjoy the one thing that really matters to Americans, and that is sports! Aboard the program, I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where on Saturdays, we forget about all the evil in the world, and there's been a lot of it. There's going to be more of it, but we ain't going to talk about it. We talk about things that really matter to Americans, and that is sports. Now, Viper's going to probably show in a little bit later. I don't know where Seth is. I'm losing my voice, as always. But if somebody doesn't come in, I mean, I don't know, if I could go solo all night, well, hell, sometimes I can. But if you want to join in, 563-9999. I love saying Niner. 563-9999-3496. That's the number. And press number 1 when you're connected. It lets me know that you want to talk. Otherwise, Al, tonight, Kentucky Derby, already we've gotten problems. The horse Forte was scratched this morning. Scratched, said nope. Your ankle's all bummed up, can't race. A sixth horse dies, and there's a lot of doping problems. You know, and that really pisses me off. You know, I know you want to win the race. Yeah, I know, you want to win the race. But you got to dope these animals up. I'm sorry. It's bad enough that you got to dope humans up. And I know they've been doping up horses for, well, they've been doing that for just about ever. And it's a real shame that that people do it. How do you control it? Well, I mean, there are people that get busted, and, yeah, they serve some time. What is his name? He's a Hall of Fame trainer. I can't remember his name. Well, he's had, I think he's at least a 2-3-time Derby winner. He's a trainer. Bob Baffert, that's right. Goodness gracious. I am so terrible with, there's nothing I can do about it. I apologize, but it's embarrassing sometimes. I know who the people are. I can see their face in my mind. I know who they are. I just don't know their name. Well, again, this doping is, I mean, come on. I don't know. I know. Oh, well, you know. What's going on with that? I don't know where that came from. All of a sudden, commercials are coming in from everywhere. I don't know. I don't know what my producer's doing back there, but roll another one. It looks like Cobb may join Aaron Rodgers in New York, if it hasn't already been done. It probably will be. Well, again, like we've been talking about, I mean, this is scorched earth. Just like Houston is doing, but Jets are going to have a lot more success than Houston. I still think Houston is going to suck. Now watch them do good. I mean, I've been supporting that team for, I mean, years now. I'd say a good 15 years, at least. Thinking, okay, this team is going to be, this is the year they're going to do it. And they've had some great players along the years, man. And you're like, oh, okay, come on. You got to be good. You got to be good. What's wrong? Why? What's going on? Well, I think they're going to do it again. I'm not so sure of this C.J. Stroud, but what the hell do I know? Nobody knows. This kid could turn out to be Hall of Fame all the way. Who? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Well, it looks like Nick Foles is now out of a job. Which, I mean, he's been a backup. You know, he still can't. Hey, look, say whatever you want. But he does have a ring. He won the Super Bowl as a starting quarterback. Say whatever you want, but he took that team after, you know, Wentz went down. And Wentz could have, you know, and that's another thing. What happened to Wentz? He gets hurt, and some other guy takes over, wins the Super Bowl. Your career is after that. And where's Wentz now? Well, good question. And that's a shame, too, because, you know, even though he looked like that one prince in England, what's his name, Harry or whatever his name is, he looks exactly like him. But anyway, I liked him, and I really wanted to see him do good. But once he got that injury, that was it, and toast. But, well, Foles has been a backup. I'm sure he can find a job somewhere else. Somebody is going to go down. Somebody's going to need a quarterback. The guy has no problem of coming in off the bench and sticking the football up their asses. So, you know, I mean, it might behoove of a team out there to take him. Dallas. Well, wait a minute. Dallas has got a backup. That's right. They're going to need that. But there's a lot of guys, a lot of teams that may need something out there. So we'll find out what goes on. The Stanley Cup playoffs are going on. Seattle? Hey, look at Seattle. The Kraken is cracking. I'm loving it. So I don't know where Seth is. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on here before he comes on. I don't want to babble. But let's... I really wanted to talk to somebody about the conspiracy, and I figured Seth might have some news. Let's see what I can find here, because, I mean, this is what I hate when there is controversies like this. It just hurts the sport. I mean, it did it with baseball, with, you know, and I remember when the steroid era, when it first started. Well, it started earlier, but nobody really, you know, gave too much about it until right around, you know, 2000. It got really, because, you know, I was driving a cab at the time, and, you know, all of us, we always read newspapers. Everybody had a newspaper, and everybody changed the newspapers. So we read every newspaper there was, you know, and we always read the box scores. We knew, I mean, we were like busybodies. It was like a coffee clutch. You know, you're sitting around and we're smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee and, you know, talking about sports and this and that and everything else. You know, we're experts, you know. We got the newspaper right here. We read it. We're experts. So, but anyway, when it first came out, it was, you know, I was a little indifferent. I didn't really know what to make of it. I didn't, you know, and then the more I thought about it, the more I started seeing it, and I never liked Sammy Sosa. And then I'm looking at Mark McGwire and then Barry Bonds, and I'm just thinking, you know, I just really didn't, I was turned off. I really didn't like what I was seeing. Yeah, you're getting your cheap home runs, but, you know, that's not what the game is about. The game is not about to get cheap home runs. That's not what baseball is about. And if you're getting that many home runs, everybody's hitting 50 home runs. That's defeating. That's not baseball. There's something wrong there. You know, and most of the strategy is being taken out of the game anyway. I know I hate to bitch about it, but, you know, I mean, they are really screwing that sport up. I've absolutely had a buttful. Just leave it alone. You don't need to. What do you need to do with it? Forgot to open up the chat room here. I want to calm down because, you know, I mean, you can only bitch and complain so much, and what's it going to do? It's not going to change anything. You think baseball's going to change because I'm bitching and pissing and moaning and complaining? No. We need a lot more people, but nobody's doing it. Nobody cares. People are tuning away. They're not watching it anymore. I mean, you look in the stands, there's hardly anybody there. I mean, it's not like it used to be. I mean, you know, everybody was talking about it, and you had to know, oh, did so-and-so get hit? Oh, blah, 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 you know? And it was, you know, you had to know this information. Now, I mean, it's hard to relate with these guys. I'm not picking on anybody, but, I mean, nobody speaks English. I can't, you know, you can't relate to these guys unless you speak Spanish. I don't. And, you know, the guys that you do are, you know, jack wagons that, you know, it's like, and the game is so watered down and just, it's weak. Time clock. What does time have to do with anything? It's baseball. I mean, even football has a time clock, but, hey, you could have a four-hour, 60-minute football game. There's always some kind of penalty, and got to check the instant replay 480 times. So, blah, blah, blah. Well, let me open up the chat room here. If anybody does want to chat, I do respond, but a lot of times I'm looking all over the place, so... When you do write in, don't get testy with me because I didn't respond right away. Because I'm looking at 5,000 different things at once. But I do look back there, and I will acknowledge you. I will not ignore you. So, well, hope somebody shows up here pretty soon. Don't want to sit here and babble all damn night. But in the NHL, the Kraken... We'll be playing Dallas, I believe, tomorrow night. Yes, 9:30 p.m. Oh, that's ugly for on the East Coast, man. I hate that. Start so late. You know, Seattle can, you know, it's their second year. And we saw what happened with the Golden Knights in Vegas. Their first year, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals, man. And that's your first year and you go to the finals? I mean, that's pretty good. Well, the Golden Knights are still in it. They're playing tonight, 7 p.m. But I'm trying to find out more information on what's going on with the Kentucky Derby. And all this stuff came out today. So the horse Forte was scratched, I do believe, this morning. Or just after they had a warm-up or had some kind of something. And a sixth horse died, I guess, and there's supposed to be a lot of doping problems. Horses, you know, just falling over dead from all the drugs. Probably got fentanyl in it. Or it could be sabotage. Maybe guys want to, you know, they want to win and their horse can't, so let's sabotage somebody else. And, but I do love horse racing. I do love the Kentucky Derby. I do think it's... It should be going off at 6:57 tonight. Weird time for the post, but whatever. So we got Hit Show, which is 31. Verifying Trainer, which is at, no, Verifying. Not Verifying Trainer. They just got that. So it's Verifying at 19-1. What's the name of the horse? Two Fills is 8-1. Confidence Game, 20-1. Tap It Trice. I kind of like that horse. I like that. Tappet Trice. He's 6-1. I think that's the horse right there. That's the horse that wins. He's the 5 horse. And then we have King's Barnes. He's 12-1. I don't like the name. Reincarnate. Wow. 15-1. Maybe it's Secretariat. Who knows? Man of War. Mage. 20-1. Disarm. 27-1. That's weak. Disarm. Yeah, you little pacifist. Come on. Who wants a horse that wants to disarm? I mean, come on. With a name like that, come on. Jace's Road. 39-1. Sun Thunder. 37-1. Angel of Empire. A lot of people have been talking about that one. Angel of Empire. 6-1. Raise Kane. Now that's the name of a horse right there. 37-1. So if you want to take a long shot, folks, Raise Kane. That's the horse for you. Derma Sotagate. 8-1. I don't like that name. That's weird. Derma Sotagate. Huh. Oh, Goto Gake. Soto Gake. Wow. Maybe I'm mispronouncing it. Soto Gaki? I don't know. Well, the trainer is Japanese. So, yeah, obviously this is Japanese. So no wonder I couldn't understand what the hell it was. So anyway, if you're Japanese, you may or may not have understood my pronunciation, but he's 8-1. So might want to take a shot. Rocket Can. Boy, I'm having a great time reading tonight. Rocket Can. I kind of like that name. Cyclone Mischief. That's me. If I was a horse, that'd be my name. Cyclone Mischief. Because I am like a cyclone. I love mischief. 39-1. Mandarin Hero. 26-1. Mandarin Hero. Sounds a guy like, you know, he goes around and gives people mandarin oranges. He's a hero and keeps them from starving. I don't know. That's pretty weak. King Russell. A little arrogant, but, you know, you need a horse with a little arrogance. King Russell. 39-1. So I do like Raise Kane. I do like that. That's a cool name. And Tappet Trice. So those are your horses. Those are your horses. Again, it starts at 6:57. Well, I'm going to wait here 2 more minutes, and if Seth don't join, then I'm going to go. Because I don't feel like babbling here all friggin' night. But if you do want to join, we got the chat room open, and again, we got the phone number, 563-999-3496. Talk about any kind of sport that's going on. I don't care. As long as it's sports, we talk about it. If it's anything else, we don't. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about nothing. I don't know why people want to mix sports and politics. It doesn't make any sense. The two have nothing to do with each other. Neither does Hollywood. What the hell does Hollywood have to do? Make your little movies. Play your little sports. Run your little elections. Everybody, you know, everybody's got to stay in their own lane. You know, everybody's got to learn to mind their own business. Stay. All these commercials. Coming in from nowhere. I don't know if you guys heard it out there, but I did hear it in my headset. So if you did hear it, I apologize. And if not, well, then you got nothing to worry about. Well, it looks like no one's coming on here tonight. So we're going to call it a night. It's too bad because we had a lot to talk about, and I wanted to talk about some stuff. There's a lot going on. I mean, I don't know, Rogers right now, I mean, they have got everything. They are giving him everything. So he can't complain now.
He can't go, oh, I need this, oh, I need that, oh, I need my LSD tea, oh, my God. No, you're not taking any more LSD, tripping on flowers, whatever the hell he's eating. Whatever you call it, I don't care. Rodgers, you right now are brought over to the Jets to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to win the Super Bowl, nothing else. You don't, no. You know, oh, well, you know, at least he made it in the playoffs, and the Jets hadn't made it in the playoffs in a while, so he did a good job. No, 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 that's not going to be acceptable. That's not going to be acceptable. This is New York. You are brought over here to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to win the Super Bowl. And I think Rodgers wants another one. I really do. And if Rodgers puts his mind to it and says, yeah, you know what, I want another ring. I want one more than Favre. That's what I think. You know, I think he wants to do that. I think he wants to show people that he's got, you know, more than one ring. Nobody wants to win just one. Winning one, oh, that's cute. Oh, really? You got to win more than one. And I think he really, really wants to win more than one. And if he comes over, or when he comes over out of the field, he already says he doesn't want to come to all these practices. Well, none of these prima donnas do, and I hate that crap. But whatever. But if he puts his mind to it and he decides he wants to win a Super Bowl, I think the Jets at least have an opportunity to get to the Super Bowl. Now, whether they win it or not, well, I think if he gets there, I think he wins it. I don't think he gets there and loses it. So if he gets there, he's going to win it. But you've also got the rest of the team as well. Now, hopefully Rodgers doesn't clash with the coach, which Rodgers can clash with. I mean, Rodgers can clash with anybody. Depends on whether Rodgers wants to get along with you or not. So let's just say that he gets along with the coach and there's no hissy fits or whatever. And they go out and they win. I really do believe, yeah, they can do it. I would love to see it. I think it would be a great story, but this is so often, more often than not, when people write the season, I know when I do, when I write the season before the season starts, guess what happens? Nothing. So now coming out there saying that Rodgers has to win the Super Bowl, you've already jinxed it, so now he's not. So, what a bummer. But, and again, that, you know, that hope of Brady coming back to Miami, you know, Brady, you know, it's like Elvis never really died. Brady never really retired. Unbelievable. Well, you know, that's the way it is. What are you going to do? But, well, doggone it. I don't know how long I can keep going here, but, again, let's get in here. I want to find out some things here. Okay, here we are. Well, I do believe there's going to have to be there's going to be some losers, but there are so many strong teams. It's like, I mean, look at this. AFC East, you got Buffalo, Miami, New England, and the Jets. Well, New England, yeah, I know you were third and Jets were last. Well, that's not going to happen this year. And New England, I don't know what they do in the offseason. That's going to be enough to keep them in contention with Miami and Buffalo. Certainly, probably not with the Jets. Again, the Jets are going to, you know, people are going to look at the Jets because of everything that they're doing. They're going to look at them as, okay, you have no choice now. You've got to win the Super Bowl. You don't get to do all of this and then choke. And the Jets know that, and they're going for it. And you know what? And it's just like Houston, like I said. You know, Houston, you're not going to have very much success. Jets should have, you know, success for what they're doing. And, hey, you know what? Why not? I mean, look, the last time the Jets, you know, were anything were for a long time. Let's put it that way. Been a long, long, long time. So these teams are getting tired of being down in the dregs, and they're like, no, we're going to do something. We're going scorched earth, and we're going to go for it this year. Screw next year. There is no next year. There's no next year. What the hell is that? Oh, next year. What is next year? Is next year right now? Well, no. So I got to wait another year? Why? I don't want to wait. I'm like a child. I want that candy now. I want an Oompa Loompa now, Daddy. That's right. New York wants their Oompa Loompas. New York wants their Oompa Loompas. A lot of teams want them. Buffalo, for the love of God. They'll take just one Oompa Loompa. Cincinnati, too. Cincinnati's been there, but they ain't got it done. But I am going to be interested, and we got to wait till May 11th. 5 more days before the schedule comes out, and I am going to be very interested in the schedule. You know, who's going to get the cake schedule? You know, who's going to get, you know, who's going to get, you know, poor Detroit. Well, let's see if they give Detroit something to play with this year. I mean, look, I think Detroit, I don't know. They could win the division, but right now, you know, I think they at least make a wild card. Continue in the trajectory that they are continuing for the last couple of years. If they keep going in this direction, this vector, they should, and I do mean should, get to the playoffs this year. Now, whether they take the division over Minnesota, well, I mean, that depends on Minnesota. Again, Minnesota, a great regular season team, but, you know, gets to the playoffs and nothing. And I'd like to see Minnesota do something. I mean, that's another old, old NFL team. It's been there, but just ain't never got it done. Poor Detroit has a Super Bowl. They've hosted it in Detroit a couple of times, but they've never been anywhere near no Super Bowl. Well, I think Green Bay and Chicago this year. I know Chicago. Yeah, you huffed and puffed. Yeah, that's about it. Green Bay, you just cut a fart. They're going to scrap this year. And they're going to have to start completely all over. I know a lot of people still got high hopes. You got Love. Well, I think Love, I think what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to build a team around Love. Don't put any pressure on him really right now. And Green Bay can recover from all of this. They can recover. You know, look, they're going to build a team around Love. They're going to support it. And this is not a year to have any expectations that they're going to do anything. They're not ready to do anything yet, and that's okay. So, Packer fans, calm down. You got a few, you got a couple of years. This year, I mean, you know, work out some bugs, figure out some things. Next year, yeah, you're going to need to see some improvement, a lot of improvement. And if you don't make it into the playoffs, you damn well should, without a doubt, make it on the third year into the playoffs. So, but Chicago, you've been down at the bottom for so long. I mean, unbelievable. And speaking of Chicago, Brian Song. And I haven't seen that movie since I was a little kid. And I remember when it was a made-for-TV movie, and I remember my mom was telling me. And it, I didn't realize it was the second time that they played it, because it was, I saw it when I was a little kid, so it would have been, well, the movie came out in 71. I might have, but I think I was a little bit older. I was only about four, I was five, 71. or six. But anyway, you know, TV movies, they would play like the next year. Well, I remember I was old enough to remember the film and remember a lot about it. So I know it had to have been a rerun. But anyway, it was in the 70s, probably 73, 74. And he died in like 71. I think the movie came out in 72. So maybe I did see it, you know, when it first came out. But anyway, I remember watching it with my mother. It really doesn't matter. But watching it with my mother, she's explaining to me about, you know, Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers and all this and all that. And when I was watching it, I was like, you know, oh, my God. And I'm sitting there watching this going, you know, I knew it was a sad movie and all, but that whole movie, I mean, it was one sad scene after another. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying it was just a very well done for a made-for-TV movie. Very well acted. That James Caan did a great job. And guy who played Gale Sayers. You know, I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I still remember a couple of the scenes since I was a little kid. And I haven't seen that movie since. And music, for God's sakes. Brian's song, the theme, and I know they used to play it on the radio. That is a sad song. I mean, the music is sad. The whole movie is sad. The story is sad. The story's true. I mean, the story is 100% true. And Dick Butkus was on that team. That's when the Bears were bad, 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 bad. And they had great players. I mean, how do you have – you had a guy like Brian Piccolo, I mean, who, you know – he was a different kind of back than Gale Sayers. Gale Sayers was kind of like well, you can't compare anybody to anybody, but, you know, Gale Sayers was a juker and get outrun you, you know, and he was a starting quarterback. And you had guys like Dick Butkus, who had record after record after record after record, crushing people, fighting with the refs. I mean, it was, you know, just intimidating. And, you know, with these good players on the team, how come they never won? They had one, 1-14 or 1-13, whatever. It was a horrible record. And it's like, how could you have such bad teams with such good players on them? You know, I mean, a guy like Dick Butkus, you think, well, you know, just that guy on defense alone would scare the bejesus out of the entire defense. Who, I don't want the ball. Don't give the ball to me, man. No, no. No, hey, but you're the running back. I don't care. Not today. I ain't. No, no. I ain't touching that ball. Not with him out on the field. No way. You're like, no. So, you know, you'd have to throw the ball really quick. And hopefully he didn't bust through the line and hit you before he threw the ball. But, I mean, Gale Sayers, you know, again, I was going to compare it to Barry Sanders, but he, you can't. But Gale Sayers was, you know, and I do believe he made a Hall of Fame. And it's just amazing to me. And Chicago, again, last year, 3-14, this is pathetic. I you know, come on, Bears. And I never liked that 85 Bears team. I know. I know I love Mike Ditka, but I just didn't like that team. I just didn't like it. And that stupid, those dancing videos, the rap and the, I don't know, the something-something shuffle and all that. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is horrible. I did not want to see that. I did not want to see a football team line dancing. It, you know, that it was just, that just, you know, that just turned me off. Man, that was so pathetic. And then the Raiders had to do it? That made me sick. Thank God they don't do that crap anymore. But I hated that crap. And, you know, I knew the Bears were going to win, beat the Patriots. It was back when the Patriots had, you know, those old uniforms, which I love those old uniforms. I don't like the new ones. I like everything old. Maybe because I'm old. But, well, in any event, Jacksonville, I think, look out. I really do believe they're going to win the division. They should win the division. Tennessee. I do like Levis, but he's untested, and I know a lot of people are saying this, a lot of people saying that. Well, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things. I say a lot of things. Again, and even though me with C.J. Stroud, there's no way to know whether this guy's going to be good or not. There's no way to know. He hasn't taken one snap of NFL football yet. So we all have to wait, but, you know, everybody's got their projections and hypotheses. Well, you know, we all do. We all got our wish list, too. You know, poor Cleveland. Good God. Cincinnati. I really want to see Cincinnati do something this year. Come on. I want to see that team do. Baltimore, just shut up. Pittsburgh, I mean, hey, look. I mean, Pittsburgh. As down as they were last year, look what happened. They ended up with a 9-8 record. They still had a winning record. So, you know, you got to give them a little kudos. Indianapolis, I don't know what's going on with them. And Houston, I know you're, again, huffing and puffing, but you ain't blowing no house down. So calm down. In Kansas City, well, we'll find out. I mean, Kansas City's going to be there. You know, it all depends on them, how far they want to go into the postseason. So I think you have to put them there into the postseason now, and it all depends on how far they want to go. The Chargers, I don't know what the Chargers are going to do. I had high hopes for them last year, and they should have done something, but did they? No, they did not. And this year, yeah, how they won 10 wins this year, how they got those 10 wins, I don't know. They were 10-7, and they should have been more. They should have been right up there with Kansas City, but they played like crap. I mean, they did. They played like crap. And if you're going to play like crap and then get into the postseason, well, you know, you're not going to just all of a sudden turn it around and, oh, look at us. No, that don't happen. And Raiders, oh, good Lord Almighty, I don't know what the Raiders are going to do. I don't think the Raiders know what they're going to do. I know they're on a right track here. I know, you know, they got a good draft pick. They got Garoppolo. Hopefully he stays healthy. And I really, 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 really have some hopes for Vegas to be contenders. You know, you can't put them in the Super Bowl yet, but I just want to see them contend. I want to see them come out and fight your Raiders, for God's sakes. I mean, break somebody's bone or something. Kick somebody. Get a penalty. Who cares? So what? You get a penalty. So what? At least, you know, they didn't score. I mean, you know, be Raiders, for God's sakes. Come on. Ah. And Denver, I know, Peyton. I know you're coming over, but I just don't see Peyton and Russell getting along, man. Something tells me those two are going to clash, and Denver's not going to do anything until Wilson has to leave. But he's stuck there in Denver till the second doomsday, and they're paying him, I mean, just an exorbitant amount of money, insane amount of money. The only way he's going to be gone is if he's going to have to get injured, which I don't want to wish that. Or he just retires and says, screw it, which I don't see him doing that. So Denver, yeah, they were 5-12. Well, they'll be about the same. Philadelphia, I don't see Philadelphia being 14-3, and I do not see them going anywhere near no Super Bowl. Matter of fact, if they do go to the playoffs, they're going to be a wild card, and they're going to be at least under Dallas. I think Dallas takes a division. Philadelphia, you may or may not make a wild card. Giants, I think we're a little, I don't know, I don't want to say lucky, but a little fraudulent last year with the 9-7-1 record. But they got there, and it doesn't matter. Who cares? What difference does that make? Hey, I'd rather be a fraudulent team that's going into the playoffs than a solid team that has to stay home. So, you know, you get one more week of football. You know, get another paycheck. Why not? So say whatever you want. Fraudulent or not, they made it. And poor Washington. Ay-yi-yi. We don't even know they got an owner now. They don't got a name. They had no name. They had no name. And I still loved it. I loved it. The Washington football team. That's right. We are the football team. There's only one football team, and we're at the football team. Imposters. I don't like the Commodores. That's what I call them, the Commanders. I'm a Commander. Really? Oh, wow. Cool. Shut up. Minnesota, we talked about them. Detroit, come on, guys, you know. And again, Detroit, you know, they have a good year, and they think you always, every year, oh, my God, they're going to improve, and they're going to do it. They're going to get into the playoff. No, we're not. So, I mean, at least they had a winning record, 9-8. At least they had a winning record. Tampa Bay, Carolina, New Orleans, Atlanta, the NFC South, I don't even want to even mention that. That is just, that's going to be a horrible, well, they were horrible last year. Everyone was 7-10 except for Tampa Bay was 8-9 by one game. Wow. I mean, that was bad. And they're not going to, I don't see that division getting that much better. I know Carolina, I know you did some things, but I don't know. They might be all right, but. And New Orleans, you know, and even Atlanta, I mean, I think, look, it's a four-way race. Whoever wants it the most can win it. That division, the South, is wide open. So if you're in that South, you got to look at it, hey, look, we got a perfect opportunity to take this division. And all we need to do is go 9-8. One more game over 500. It's all we got to do is get a winning record, and we can go to the playoffs. So everybody in your division, you got to beat. So we'll find out what happens there. And then in the West, San Francisco, I don't know what's going on. I really thought that they were going to do something, but I don't know. Those injuries are killing them, and killing them. It doesn't look like Purdy is going to be starting. I don't have any faith in Lance at all. Hopefully San Francisco stays healthy. But Lance is not going to get them done. Which means Seattle could have a pretty good opportunity, and they were, you know, 9-8. They could end up taking this division only by, you know, San Francisco getting injured. But then again, you've got the Rams as well. That's still not a bad football team. I know they lost a lot, but I wouldn't, you know, if they're healthy, again, like San Francisco, if the Rams come in and they're healthy, Kupp and Stafford and the rest of them, if they are healthy, I would not underestimate the LA Rams. I'm not a Rams fan. Hate them. Got to. They're in my division. I got to hate them. But you can't underestimate them. So we could have an, I'm not counting Arizona. I mean, what is that? I don't know. Whatever. So, look, we got some, it's going to be some good competition this year, I really do believe. I really do. It should be a lot of fun. Well, looks like Seth ain't going to make it, so we're going to end this tonight. And so I want to thank everybody that had a chance to listen to us in archive and in the chat room. So thank you very much. It's a shame there he didn't come on. Viper's not going to come on until later. He's coaching tonight. Hopefully they win. So In any event, thanks again. We'll see you back here Saturday night. And enjoy the Kentucky Derby, which should be coming on here in less than 10 minutes. So enjoy the Derby, everybody, and good night.